Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good morning. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Thursday, July 22nd, and these are the top stories the Chi-Chi team is watching right now. In a newly released audio clip, former President Donald Trump can be heard gushing over the MAGA crowd that turned up to hear him speak before the Capitol riot. In the audio, which is from an interview in March, Trump can be heard saying the group was a, quote, loving crowd, too. There was a lot of love. Then, seemingly realizing that he may have been talking too highly of the mob that stormed the Capitol, he added, quote, you know, it was too bad. It was too bad that they did that. When asked what he meant when he told the crowd to head to the Capitol, Trump avoided the question and blamed the police. Fox News has peddled vaccine skepticism and, at times, outright resistance to its millions of viewers. And it turns out that the dangerous rhetoric has, in effect, been sponsored by the pharmaceutical giants involved in developing, manufacturing, and distributing the very vaccines that Fox News hosts and pundits have railed against on a near daily basis. Reportedly, some of Fox's top advertisers include Johnson & Johnson, GlaxoSmithKline, and Novartis AG. Other top vaccine manufacturers like Pfizer and AstraZeneca have run hundreds of commercials on the network since the start of the year and are among the network's top sponsors. Most of the commercials were not for the drug makers' vaccines, but rather direct-to-consumer advertisements for their prescription or over-the-counter medications. 10 workers have been injured in an explosion at a Dippin' Dots factory in Kentucky. It's the second blast to have happened within 2 years. Apparently, the explosion occurred on Wednesday night when a truck was unloading liquid nitrogen, the substance used to flash freeze Dippin' Dots. Reportedly, 4 people were hurt in another explosion at the facility back in November 2019. USA volleyball player Taylor Crabb has been identified as the team member who tested positive for the coronavirus in Japan days ahead of the Olympics. He is the 5th American athlete to be benched because of COVID-19. It's reportedly unclear if Crabb is vaccinated. He would not even be in Japan if not for an arbitrator who reduced a suspension that was issued after he violated a previous suspension for alleged misconduct with an underage girl. That's all for this morning. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.